العلي من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقاني بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 35. The story from which proceeds all stories. That is what makes this story so great in the Holy Quran. And post-Ramadan, we're trying to put things into perspective. We just fasted 29 days. We stood in Salat al-Tarawih for 29 nights. We were conscious and mindful of Allah. And now we are back. We're back into the other 11 months of the year. Where again we are faced with so many trials and tribulations. We're finding it more arduous, tougher, to be as conscious and mindful of Allah as we were in the month of Ramadan. And why? Hajj Naheem has just given me a reminder. Jamaatul Muslimin, there's a lot of space in front. If we can please move forward and fill up the gaps. Because what happens is every week, there are people that are standing outside listening to the khutbah. So let us please fill up the masjid from the front so we can make space for our brothers at the back. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Jazakum Allahu khairan. So the story of all stories. The story from which precedes all the other stories in the Quran. Without this story, there wouldn't be any other stories. And this is the story of our father and our mother in the garden. And let us take the position of Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, where after he names the five different opinions as to regards to where that garden was, Al-Jannah. But when I say Al-Jannah, don't think immediately the Jannah of the hereafter. Because in the Quran we have, Inna balawna hum kama balawna ashab al-Jannah. Indeed, we tested them as we tested the people of the garden. Not the garden of the hereafter. It was a garden on the dunya. And there are several verses in the Quran which refer to gardens on the dunya. As for the garden in which our mother and our father were created and in which they had to reside for a time, we don't know where it was. That's the best opinion. Ibn Kathir says, when we look at all the opinions, the best opinion is to say that we have no certainty in any of the opinions. Allahu alam as to where that garden was. It doesn't matter. The purpose of the garden is more important. In terms of being inclined to a position or to an opinion, I'm inclined to the opinion that that garden was on this earth. It was elevated, that's why they were told to get down from the garden. Just like Bani Israel were told to get down from the place. Ihbitu Misran. They were in Misran. They were in a place, elevated place, they were told to get down. So I'm inclined to the opinion that this garden was on the dunya. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to the malaika, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. And call to mind when your Lord said to the angels, I'm going to create A Khalifa where? In the earth, not in the Sama. And there are many other reasons that some of the ulama give with regards to this opinion, that give an indication that that garden was on this earth. The other reason that comes to mind is that when you enter the garden of the hereafter, you won't leave it. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُخْرَجِينَ. So once you enter that garden of the hereafter, you will never leave it. And if that garden the hereafter is the garden for the muttaqeen, how could shaitan have entered that garden? Yes, the other school of thought say, no, he whispered from the boundary or from the border of that Jannah, Jannatul Ma'wa. But let's leave that debate alone. We have no certainty as to where the garden was. Even though I'm saying I'm inclined to the opinion that that garden was on this earth. And it makes it more real for us in terms of the purpose of that garden. What they were doing in that garden. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them out of that garden. And we as the children of the inhabitants of that garden, how we are continuing in our struggle, our trial and tribulation till this day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. And we said, and the we here is Damir al-Azama, the pronoun of greatness. And we said, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ. Oh Adam. And Adam, why is his name Adam? لِأَنُّهُ خُلِقَ مِنْ أَدِيمِ الْأَرْضِ. Because he's been created from the Adim. What is Adim? Adim is the crust of the earth. خُلِقَ مِنْ أَدِيمِ الْأَرْضِ. That's why his name is Adam. And Hawa, her name is Hawa. Why? لِأَنَّهَا خُلِقَتْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Because she's been created from hay, from a living being. Our father, Adam. اِسْتَوْسُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا. That's what our beloved Prophet Muhammad says in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an. He says, treat women well. Why? لِأَنَّ الْمَرْأَةَ خُلِقَتْ مِنْ ضِلَعٍ. Why? Because the woman has been created from a rib. وَإِنَّ أَعْوَجَ الشَّيْءِ فِي الدِّلَعِ أَعْلَاهُ. And the crooked part of the rib is at its top. فَإِنْ ذَهَبْتَ تُقَيِّمُهُ كَسَرْتَهُ وَإِنْ تَرَكْتَهُ لَمْ يَزَلْ أَعْوَجِ فَاسْتَوْسُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ صَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He says, if you try and straighten it, it will break. I see all the men nodding their heads. And if you leave it, it will stay crooked. So treat women well. So that doesn't mean, you know, sometimes the men, you know, when they hear this word crooked, they, you know, the imagination runs wild. No, it doesn't mean that women are crooked. Men, if you look today, astaghfirullah, men are out doing women when it comes to crookedness. Wal'iyadu billah. It's got nothing to do with that. What it means is that women have been created with a unique nature. And that we as men are being tested with that nature. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat them well. Accept them with that nature, that unique and special nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them with. So, as we were saying that in this garden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our father. And then, on one particular occasion, he went to sleep and he woke up and he found, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa, his spouse, his partner, his wife, from his rib, he found her sitting at his feet. This comes in the Qasas al-Anbiya by Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala. Imagine if you felt pain in that operation, every time you look at her. So Ibn Kathir, he makes mention that Adam never felt any pain or discomfort. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a proper general anesthetic. So that when he woke up, he found his wife, our mother, Hawa alayhi salam, sitting at his feet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her a spouse, a wife for him. Alayhi salatu wa salam. On them both be the choicest salutations and peace. You know, the poet says, An-nasu fi jit taswiri akfa'u. أبوهم آدم والأم حواء فإن يكن في أصلهم شرف يتفاخرون به فالطين والماء Mankind in their makeup, they're all the same. Their father is Adam and their mother is Hawa. So if there's anything that they can be boastful as to where they come from, it is mud and water. Subhanallah. Kullukum min Adam wa Adam wa min turab. All of you are from Adam, and Adam is from dust. So our father was created. Ya ayyuhan nas ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha. O mankind, shield yourselves from the displeasure of your Lord. He created you from a single soul and created a partner from that soul for that soul. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. In another ayah, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ ثُمَّ. In fact, in the one ayah, it says ثُمَّ. In other words, there was a time span between the creation of Adam and the creation of Hawa. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Nobody knows the length of this time span except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there was a time span. So wasn't it Adam was created immediately, and then immediately Hawa alayhi salam was created. Thumma indicates that there was a time span. Wa ja'ala is different to khalaqa. Khalaqa can be to create something from nothing. But the word ja'ala means that something was created from something. So when putting all the proofs together, it is clear that indeed our mother was created from our father, and our father was created from dust. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, uskun. Uskun. Sakana yaskun, which literally means to be still. But here, when you look at the context of the ayah, it means to stay. Why? Because they were created in this garden on earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to stay in this garden. They didn't have to move from somewhere else to the garden. They were already created in the garden. First our father, and then our mother from our father. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, uskun, now stay. Anta wa zawjuk, you, O Adam, and your wife, your spouse, your lawful partner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for you. And then he said, wakula minha, that from this garden. And if you look in the akhbar of Bani Israel, and the Prophet ﷺ said, حَدِّثُوا عَنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَلَا حَرَجٍ. You know, speak about Bani Israel. There's no problem. لَا تُصَدِّقُوهُمْ وَلَا تُكَذِّبُوهُمْ. Don't believe them nor belie them. So nothing that they have narrated to us, that we don't have in our narrative, in the Quran or in the Sunnah, should we believe it with certainty or deny it absolutely? But we can narrate it. Because I find it interesting that up till this day, you will find the Jews speaking about Al-Firdaus Al-A'la wal-Firdaus Al-Adna. You know, Firdaus is actually a Persian word, but it is considered to be an Arabic word. It's a loan word, but it is Arabized. Why? Because it is in the Quran. Bilisan in Arabi in Mubin. And the Quran has been revealed in a perfect Arabic tongue. But its origin comes from Persian, which means a walled garden. A walled garden. Now, the Firdaus al-Adna is the walled garden that Bani Israel refers to as the garden in which our mother and our father resided. Al-Jannah, as in the verse. It was a walled garden, it was a protected garden, and it was luscious. It was a garden that had everything that they required. In fact, if we look at the verses with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about life in this garden, in Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَظْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى. Indeed, it is vouchsafed for you that thou, or that you, do not go hungry or be exposed. Now, most of the translations, they use the word unclothed or naked. Again, we're not going to get into the specifics of this. Because you will find within the aqid of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in terms of our belief as to how they were in this garden, you have some scholars saying that they had clothes. Some scholars saying that they were covered with light. Some scholars saying that they were just unaware of their nakedness. It's unimportant. It's unimportant. The bottom line is that yes, they were unaware of their nakedness. Why? Because when they ate from the forbidden fruit, بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا, their nakedness appeared to them. But it comes in the one ayah that shaitan, what he did, he caused them to lose their clothing. Or as some scholars would commentate or give the opinion, they lost that covering when they ate from the tree. But the bottom line is that Allah wa ta'ala said, they never went hungry. Allah tajua, inna laka Allah tajua fiha wa la ta'ara, and that they weren't exposed to the elements. Wa annaka la tadhma'u fiha wa la tadha, and that you will never go thirsty therein, nor will you be exposed to the sun's heat. So it was a protected environment for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah wa kula minha ragadan. Wa kula minha ragadan. Now the word ragadan, Allahu Akbar. And eat from this garden. Ragadan. The word ragadan literally means عِيشٌ طَيِّبٌ وَاسِعٌ. A life that is pure and plentiful. أي مطلقاً. And absolutely everything in this garden was luscious, it was pure, it was plentiful. They had everything that they needed. And that's why if we go just before this, also in Surah Taha, in verse number 117, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ. Speaking about shaitan, that he is an enemy for you and your wife and your partner, your spouse. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا. So don't cause him for you to be taken out of the garden. مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. فَتَشْقَى. أي فَتَشْقَى أَنْتَ. Because then you will have to toil. Not both of you. Otherwise you would have said تَشْقَيَا. Which is the alif al-ithnain, which is the alif which indicates duality. He says, فَتَشْقَى, meaning you, Adam, don't allow shaitan to take you out of this garden of plenty, this garden of purity, this garden of protection. Why? Because then you, O Adam, you will have to toil. The ulama say this is an indication that we as men, that we are the ones that are duty-bound to go out there. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confirmed, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Men are the maintainers of women. So, when they were in the garden, you know, Adam, he didn't have to go hunting. He didn't have to go, scouraging, going looking for berries and fruit and whatever, you know, as hunter-gatherers would do. No. Everything was there for the taking. They didn't have to worry about anything. But he said, if you're going to get taken out of this garden, then you, Adam, you're going to have to toil. Because Hawa is going to be staying at home, alayhi salam. She's going to be looking after the children. And you are going to have to go out there and toil. You're going to have to go out there and sweat. You're going to have to go out there and hunt and scrounge and look for food in order to feed your family. So here they were in this garden of plenty. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شَئْتُمَا. Now رَغَدًا here is the hal. It is the condition of how they were going to eat. That everything was going to be there all the time. Whereas when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Qariya, Bayt al-Maqdis, when Bani Israel were told to enter Bayt al-Maqdis, to enter the promised land, where Urshalim, Jerusalem, Darussalam, Bayt al-Maqdis, the land that had been promised to them. What did they do? They turned their backs. That's what Allah said. ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم. Enter the land which has been promised to you, but don't turn your backs on Allah. فتنقلبوا خاسرين, because then you will end up as losers. And that's exactly what they did. But that's another topic for another time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word ragadan is also used in this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا دُخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ وَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا. In the verse that we're dealing with, ragadan comes first. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. Whereas when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Bani Israel, which is out of that garden, long time that garden is gone, has been removed from this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, enter وقلنا دخلوا, and we said enter. وقلنا دخلوا هذه القرية, enter this town, referring to Bayt al-Maqdis. وكلوا and eat. وكلوا منها حيث شئتم, and eat from wherever you like. You see, the word رغدا doesn't appear yet. Eat from wherever you like. And then after he says, رغدًا. But only eat that which is pure. Only eat that which is halal. You see, in the garden where Adam and Hawa were, everything was pure, everything was halal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so simple. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. Look at that. Eat whatever you like. رَغَدًا عِيشٌ طَيِّبٌ وَاسِعٌ. Livelihood that is pure and plentiful. Whatever you like, absolutely, mutlaqan. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِي شَجْرَةً. But don't come near to this tree. Everything is halal, only this tree is haram. Ah, now we start to get an understanding. What was the purpose of this Jannah, of this garden, here on earth, where our mother and our father were created and tested? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a place for them, and they have everything that they need. They have everything that is for their benefit. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them to stay away from one thing which is certainly going to lead them to detriment. Whereas outside of that garden, many thousands of years later, in the time of Nabi Musa, when Bani Israel were told to enter Bayt al-Maqdis, وَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ, and eat from wherever you want to eat, رَغَدًا, but only that which is halal. So now, we have a different scenario here. And this is the likeness of this world. That just like when you go into the supermarket, I'm not going to name any supermarkets, why? Because I'm not going to advertise for anybody. But your local supermarket, except mashallah, if you have a supermarket that is owned by a Muslim, then inshallah everything will be halal in that supermarket. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We hope so. But generally speaking, you go into, let's say, these non-Muslim supermarkets, and massive, big, so many shelves, so many aisles. But you find yourself, when you go past, when you come in, there's normally a counter where they sell bus tickets and where you can actually pay your rates and your electricity, but there's a lotto machine, you know, in the corner. Have you found yourself sort of like, you know, when you come to the queue or the line, that you certainly you avoid, you don't go near to the line of the lotto machine. Why? Because إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجَّسٌ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Indeed, intoxicants and gambling and slaughtering animals for other than Allah, and fortune-telling is filth from the handiwork of the devil. فَجَتَنِبُوا. So stay away. You know, you come to the lotto section, you move away, you go come around. You know, make sure that everybody can see you standing in the line for the electricity or the rates or the bus. And then you're going down the aisle, and then there's the wine section. You know, I mean, I haven't seen any Muslim with a kufir or a hijab hanging out in the wine section, checking out the bottles. You know, no, they steer clear. They steer clear from the wine section. Even the section where they got the, what's it called? The Enterprise. Bacon, and you'll see the Muslim, you know, he doesn't want even like more than an arm's length away from that fridge. You'll see him almost falling into this aisle on the other side of the bacon fridge because he doesn't want to come near to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةُ وَالْدَّمُ وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ. Indeed, carrion and blood and the flesh of swine has been prohibited to you. So what does he do? He steers clear. And but he carries on filling his trolley with that which is lawful and that which is pure. And this is the life of this world. And the purpose of Ramadan, gathering up that taqwa and iman, that shield of taqwa that we have spoken so many times about, is to now prepare us that post Ramadan, we should continue to shield ourselves from touching or coming even near to anything that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from in this world. This is the life of this world. That's why I said this is the story of all stories. This is the story from which flows all the other stories. The story of our mother and our father in that garden. Fil Jannah. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. You know, you have everything that you need here. You have everything that you could hope for, but just don't come near to that tree. So what will happen if you do? وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Because then you will be of the oppressors. You'll be oppressing yourselves. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you everything that you need. Show gratitude. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned it in such a way that they were going to err. And what was their error? They forgot. They forgot. They didn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on purpose. They forgot. وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَنَسِي. Indeed, he took a covenant with Adam before, but he forgot. What did he forget? He didn't forget that the tree was haram. Just like as we are walking through that supermarket, we know that the khamar is haram. We know that the khinzir is haram. We know that the lotto is haram. He didn't forget that the tree was haram. Why? Because even Iblis, I know we've mentioned this recently, but let us focus on this. This is the essence of what the trial of this world is all about. That he didn't forget that the tree was forbidden. What did he forget? Because even Iblis reminded him. He said, مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. Indeed, your Lord did not prohibit you from this tree, except that if you eat from this tree, you'll become like two angels, or you'll be granted eternal life. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He made an oath. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. He swore to them. He said, not swear as in fluke. He took an oath. Iblis took an oath. He said, I am just giving you good advice. I'm giving you good advice. So they didn't forget about the prohibition of the tree. What they did forget, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after they had tasted from the tree and their nakedness had appeared to them, and they took leaves from the trees and covered their aura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebuked them and said, أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةَ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Did I not tell you the thing that they didn't forget, that you mustn't eat from this tree? But what did Shaytan do? فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانَ فَدَلَّهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. In the one ayah, Shaytan caused them to slip. How did he cause them to slip? فَدَلَّهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. He tricked them. He fooled them. Because who doesn't want to be like an angel? If you're an angel, you never disobey Allah. And who doesn't want to be granted eternal life? Meaning you can worship Allah forever. But the thing that they forgot was, وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Did I not tell you not to eat from the tree? They didn't forget that. And that Shaytan is for you an open enemy, they indeed forgot that. That is what they forgot. They forgot that Shaytan is an open enemy for them. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Indeed, Shaytan is for you an enemy. So take him as your enemy. Jamaatul Muslimin, be guaranteed, as it comes in that Athar Qudsi, يَا مُوسَى لَا تَضَعَ مَحَارَبَةَ الشَّيْطَانِ مَا دَامَتْ رُوحُكَ فِي بَدَنِكَ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَضَعَ مَحَارَبَتَكَ أَبَدًا. O Musa, never leave your battle with the shaytan as long as your soul is in your body, for he will never ever leave his battle with you. Now Ramadan, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِحَتْ أَبَوَابُ الْجِنَانِ وَأُغْلِقَتْ أَبَوَابُ النِّيرَانِ وَسُفِدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. If Ramadan comes, The doors of Jannah are open, the doors of Jahannam are closed. And the Afarit, according to the majority of scholars, Al-Afarit, the big rebellious shayateen, they are tied up in the month of Ramadan. That's why you see, mashallah, Ali Main Salih by Salih. And inshallah, Asu by Salih. An Iman Fani Puasa in the month of Ramadan. But after Ramadan, those shayateen, those Afarit, those ones who whisper the most dangerous and most tempting evil invitations to our hearts right throughout the year, they are then released post-Ramadan. And we are back fi Maidan al-Qital. We are back in that battlefield. But if you notice the main difference between our test and the test of our mother and our father is that the test of our mother and our father was but a training ground for us. It was a training ground for us. And their uquba, if you like, their punishment was light. They were just taken out of the garden. وَقُلْ نَهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. They were taken out of the garden, no more garden of plenty. Now you have to toil, now you have to go out, you have to get a job, you have to earn halal income, and you have to make sure it's halal. Why? لِأَنِ الْحَرَامُ لَا يَدُمْ وَإِنْدَامَ لَا يَنْفَعُ. Because like the Prophet ﷺ says, that which is haram will never last. And if it lasts, it will never benefit. And we have to also make so sure that our bodies and our spouses' bodies and our children's bodies are only sustained with that which is halal. Why? Because, as our beloved Prophet ﷺ said, أَيُّ لَحْمٍ نَبَتَ مِنْ سُحْتٍ فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. Any flesh that is stained with that, sustained, any flesh, any body that is sustained with that which is unlawful, the fire will have first preference over it on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. You see, unlike our mother and our father, you know, when they were tricked by shaitan, not disobeying him purposefully, but they were tricked by shaitan and they erred and they tasted from the forbidden fruit and their nakedness appeared to them and they covered themselves with leaves of the garden and then Allah took them out of the garden and put them on earth. Unfortunately, if we don't get it right here on this earth, then there is no other earth that Allah is going to send us down to. Maybe people thinking, but what about Mars? You know, they're busy organizing a new settlement on Mars. Wallahi, we're not talking about Mars or the moon or Jupiter or any other place for that matter. We're talking about the life of this world. If we are not going to use that shield of taqwa to shield ourselves from coming near to any of the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are going to listen to the waswasa, if we're going to forget that shaitan is for us an enemy, and that he's only calling, why is he calling us? What is he inviting us to? This is something important to remember. Inna shaitana lakum adu, fattakhiduhu aduwa. Innama yad'u hizbahu liyakunu min ashabis sa'ir. Allah says, innama. What is he doing? This is the only thing that he's doing. The only thing that shaitan is doing to us when he invites us to disobey Allah. He is inviting us to dwell with him and his followers in the fire of Jahannam. That is the invitation. So every time we give in to that, you know, I mean, alhamdulillah, we are now in this world. There is so much halal, you know, when it comes to mu'amalat, transacting, whether it be buying and selling, whether it be getting married or divorced, whether, la samahallah, Allah forbid, whether it be fighting in the path of Allah, whatever the case might be, when it comes to interaction between human beings, everything is halal, everything is lawful, except that which Allah and His Messenger have made unlawful. Whereas ibadah is the opposite. Ibadah, worship, everything is unlawful, except that which Allah and His Messenger have made lawful. So ibadah is much more restricted. But when it comes to transacting and interacting, there is so many ways of attaining halal. So inshallah ta'ala, transact, but stay away from the riba. Get married, but stay away from the zina. Interact with one another, but don't cheat and lie and defraud and envy and hate and have malice and jealousy and backbiting and dishonoring. So we have all of the means of halal, Let us use that shield of taqwa that we built up ever so strong in the month of Ramadan to stay away from that which is haram. It's as simple as that. A mother and father were trained in the garden. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنُّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًا فَمَنِ اتَّبَاهُ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. And they were taken out of the garden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them hudan, a guidance to follow. The revelations that have been given to all the anbiya, completed, culminated and perfected with the revelation of the Holy Quran to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khair al-anam. So if a guidance comes to you from me, whoever follows that guidance, فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, they will never go astray, nor will they experience any misery. Dunya and akhirah. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, but whoever turns their backs on my remembrance, forgets about Allah, just worried about the dunya, just worried about taking shortcuts. Why? To follow my whims and my fancies, my lusts and desires, to enjoy myself with the blink of an eye in the dunya, compromising, وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, we seek refuge in Allah, eternal bliss in the Jannah. Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense, Jamaat al-Muslimin. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. So if it turns their back on my remembrance, then they will have a miserable life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we'll raise them on the day of judgment blind. قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh Allah, why did you raise me up blind when I used to be able to see? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ آتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. And so it'll be said to them, such did our signs come to you, and you ignored them, so you will also be ignored on this day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the followers of righteous guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who only go after that which Allah has made pure and lawful for us, and that we stay clear and steer clear of all that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited from us in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to continue building the shield of taqwa, shielding ourselves from his displeasure, and that we might be raised on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah under the flag of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be entered fi jannatin na'im. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jamaat al-Muslimin, there is a janazah that we will be performing after Jumu'ah inshallah ta'ala. It is the janazah of Abida Sheikh Nivali, and it will be going to Johnston Road Maqbara. Please keep her and all the deceased in your pious du'as. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive her and grant her a high place in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then just an announcement with regards to Islamic Relief's collection on Eid al-Fitr. For the people of Syria, we can confirm that an amount of 32,162 rand was raised at our collection at Masjid al-Sunni on Wednesday, the 6th of June. These funds will go towards our current projects being implemented in Syria. So, Jazakum Allah khairan to each and every single one of you. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن
محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس الأقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين صدق الله العظيم فإن الجنة وما أدراك ما الجنة الجنة التي خلق فيها أبونا آدم وأمنا حواء عليهم الصلاة والسلام كان ميدان امتحان والتمرين والتجربة فعندما خرج من هذه الجنة إلى الأرض ونحن أبناؤهما لقد وجدنا نفس الامتحان في هذه الدنيا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد أنعم علينا بالحلال وحرم علينا الحرام فإخوة الأفاضل علينا بوقاية التقوى وقاية التقوى التي بنيناها في شهر رمضان أن نستخدمها في طاعة الله تعالى واجتناب الحرام أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله. من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلى بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام، في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.